Neymar commented that goes on the bracha after the mikvah mitzvah. Rather than that, the bracha after the halalucha, the bracha after halal. The bracha before mikvah mitzvah, the bracha before kriyas halal, that's a din, even though the mitzvah is only mid the rabbanim, even though mikvah mitzvah is on the rabbanim. That's what I'm collecting some of the Gemara's sukkah. We pass from the din on the mitzvah of the rabbanim, that is required to recite the kriyas halal. Shane of Hamishi, a Monday and Thursday mornings, the Shabbos, okay, Monday and Thursday. Shane of Hamishi, Monday and Thursday mornings, both the Shabbos be Mincha, we give three others. And first man named Hashim Mother. Yeah, so Rashi writes, where did this come from? The Shane of Hamishi, the ninth verse of Torah. Rashi says, every ticket. The Gemara Baba Kama, Rashi tells you, look at Baba Kama, Torah Yeruba, the end of Torah Yeruba. Ezra made 10 tachonis. So this is one of the 10 tachonis of Ezra. The length of the situation. But then the Gemara in Baba Kama says that it was a tachonis. Moshe Rabbeinu made the tachonis. So he also shloshi summoned below the Ramotza Mai. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, they traveled for 3 days in the desert. There was no water. And people were going crazy. The Gemara has an addition. So Moshe Rabbeinu got the water. As an additional level of interpretation of Pesach in another Torah, that they were going 3 days without learning Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana should go 3 days without learning. He was the one who instituted the Kriyas of Torah Shem Rahamisha. So the problem over here, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, in the end of the Rubik says that Ezra made a takana, and the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana. Marta says, maybe in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu there was a tachana that only one aliyah, only one person gets an aliyah. They can make three aliyahs. Maybe in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu there's only one or two psukim. This is a tachana 10 psukim. The tachana was in Shein of HaMishi in Shabbos. The basic tachana was introduced by Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was the enhanced upon, it was elaborated upon, it was made it stronger. The idea behind Leini Shana Hamisha, Shalayach Lishvat Shana Bilashar. Let's say there was a snowstorm or whatever, people didn't have a Sefer Torah on Monday, so they learned Kriyasa Torah on Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But the Leini on Tuesday will also be Shalayach Lishvat Shana Bilashar. But the missed Kriyasa Torah on Monday can have Kriyasa Torah on Tuesday. There's a lot like this, the frame on the side of the Torah. Generally accepted opinion is that not. It's not that there's a Takana Shloshi on the other. It's not the Shayna Hamisha. Shayna Hamisha. If you did lay on Shayna, so you can't, you don't lay on Yom Shloshi. What about Shayna if you didn't lay in the morning, can you lay in the afternoon? That's also not like this. The Takana was in connection with chakras, and chakras can only be doubled up until Chatzais, you can't down Shabbat in the afternoon. Others disagree. They say, no, the Takana was Shayna Hamisha all day long. Preferably, you do it right after Shmona Esrei, right after Chazaras Hashas, right after Takana. But if you didn't have a second time, you say, can I in the afternoon? The quote that Rav Chaim had that practice. So Rachel used to say, even when Rav Chaim had the practice, when he used to go to the Rabbanim in Poland, he used to have a meeting, all the Rabbanim gathered together a couple of times a year. Sometimes this Kriyas HaTorah in the morning because the Davin Yechidah is on the train, at the train station, whatever. So you know, these are kind of felt that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaYochid, which the Gura quotes the Muhammad in the first 10 Kriyas HaTorah, a Chavis HaTzibur, not a Chavis HaYochid. So Rakhine felt that. So, like on Shabbos, we mentioned the Tanish also. So he wanted to, he didn't want this Kriyas HaTorah. So Rakhine would come to a village in the afternoon and say, I mean, he would ask, is there anybody here? Didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. There were always a couple of people. He put together a minion and he would have Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon and Shein of HaMishi. So I mentioned also, sometimes when he came from Boston, he would have the Yechidus in the morning. He lived in Boston, he gave Shurim in New York and in Shein. Sometimes on Shein of HaMishi, he would ask the students at the end of Shein, if anybody who missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning, there were always enough volunteers. There would always be a whole minion, students who had missed Kriyas HaTorah. It used to have three as a third vitamin. Sometimes he would have it like on a tiny seat. He would say, Ashrei, then the Chazon says, Kaddish, and he would say, Behemoth Zohar, we can have the same stuff. Then they lay three avinu, then they put it there. So the people who walk and by in the hallway feel, oh, that's the Salvation, there's a new sheet. Then on Monday and Thursday afternoon also, it was a new sheet. He had missed three as a third. And he put together a minion of 10 people to give me a three as a third. We follow that opinion, you make three as a third, and give me the afternoon. And I go touring in Europe every summer, in the summertime. My wife enjoys touring. So they don't always have to say for Torah Monday and Thursday. Because we go, we tour, and we visit all shuls. So we always arrange to have them open up to say for Torah. We lay in the afternoon. We missed it in the morning. We missed it. We got on the plane. So we go somewhere, I check my mission, that we'll be able to lay for something. So what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? Okay, Shabbos morning there is a snowstorm and no one can get out of the house. So on Shabbos afternoon, the things that there is a minyan. So you can throw prayers out of the parashas of Shavua from the morning and the afternoon. So somehow write them on the side of the page, I carry the cane on the side of the page and the bishop and I'll say, yeah, they think you can fulfill prayers out of Shabbos. They're out there, you quote that law. You quote Shema HaMishi, yes. Or they love Shema, the source is on the letter. Shabbos, they made a Tachmanic Kriyas HaTorah, the morning Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. He thought that his man shall say, look, his man shall say, they did his man for Kriyas HaTorah, the Parshas HaShavua, it's only Shabbos in the morning, his man of Rosh Shabbos and Yisrael. And his man of the Kriyas HaTorah means that that's the thing he has to do. So he could be that if you miss Kriyas HaTorah in the morning on Shabbos, you can't make it out for Shabbos HaTorah.
What did you say? You said you can't make it out. Should those three aliyos be the entire parsha that was missed, plus the next one, or should they miss the parsha also? If you can't make up the seven aliyos.
You should miss the parsha, you should learn next week's parsha. We spoke on Shabbos morning, maybe next week on Shabbos morning, you should learn both parshas. And you mentioned on Shabbos morning that the Sharia Prime is a separate Sefer with my Rambam's Alma Azobis and Rambam's Bill Sefer. So he writes that the Maisa Shehoya that the Osa Ruach quotes was the Daven Shachris and Shul on Shabbos morning. Then they heard big noise outside, then they realized the Crusaders came from down there, they run for their lives, then it got even and they hid for 2 days. So the Sharia Prime says the Maisa Shehoya was, there was a Tzibur. With Davin Shachris together, they were in Skybuk, because on Thursday, the Chavis at Sibur, they were in Skybuk to lay the Parshah of Shavuot. They didn't lay it, so next week they should lay two different bodies. But it was a snowstorm, they just never came to Shul at all. So the Shari Frank thinks that you don't do Tashlumim on such a thing. You only do Tashlumim if you were in Skybuk and Parshah. This is the Chazanish, the story of the Chazanish that I told us. He thought that even if they were never in Skybuk, also do. We lay prayers at Torah Shem Chamishi, Shabbos the Mincha, we give three aliyahs, eight brachs, and you never have prayers at Torah less than three. How come the Gemara has a machloka satan noyim? Take a look and that's both based on the base, 10 lines from the top, the Tanya. Chali is the Shem Chamishi. Bishop of falls out, or any colors, you lay down a fantasy. So the fantasy falls out of Shem Chamishi. We give three aliyahs. Normally on a Shem HaKadosh, you don't say a haftarah. Ain't maftir with all of you. People have to go to work. But on a time of sibur, a maftir echad, you do give a haftarah. We learn how to say, Hashem Yehi Motza, we learn haftarah. What if Tisha B'Av falls out not on Shem HaKadosh, the Shlishi B'Rvi, Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, or on Tuesday, or on Wednesday, and then with the reason of Kriyas HaTorah, so it's a machloekes satanayim. Kori echad maftirech, and you only give one aliyah. Yes, the aim of the other kind of one maftirech. They always give three aliyahs. What do you mean? Kama holds that it's only one aliyah. So the Mishnah says you always have a minimum of three aliyahs. Why does he hold that? So next time we understand. Yes, the aim. You always have three aliyahs. Why does the Tanakam say it's only one? So I let you explain. The main purpose of Chumash is to tell us the din. The main purpose of the Nevi'im is to give us Tochacha. The Nevi is supposed to give Musa, it's supposed to give Tochacha. So on the Tainus Sibur, the Iker that you want to have is to give Musa. We believe that the Tainus Sikra when there's an Es Tzar. So you guys are Tainus. So we assume that the Es Tzar is because we did sin, we did have errors. So what you really want to lay on a Tainus Sikra is the Navi, the gift of a. We have a plow, I'm after the Navi Tzar, Shikra, Bakar, and Tzim. You can't just lay Navi without saying Susan from Kumish first. You'll be giving the Hashidis to the Navi the same level as the Torah. Torah's Moshe is on a higher level. So whoever gets a Torah has to say Navi first. So the Kamakama, for days and days, of the opinion that the Kayasiba, the Ike Kriyas, really the Kriyas have Torah. You really don't need any Kriyas. You don't need any Kriyas have Torah. You're not interested in saying Torah. You're not interested in Hamish and Shabbos. 3 days a week, you're learning Torah's Jirah. The Ike Manalayna is Tokhaf, the Kirish Hashem, the Motzah, to give Musar. But I'm not the Ramadan itself, Shikvat, or Tchido, you have to lay the little bit from the Kunish verse. So, Koriach and I'm not the Rechah, you give one Aliyah. It's not really a Kriya Satur, you give one Aliyah to enable you to lay for the Hafta. We pass like Rav Yosi, no, the Oivam Karm Shlosh and Hafta. Even when Bishop calls out on Sunday, or on Tuesday, or on Wednesday, when there's no Takonis Kriya Satur, that's, they made a Takonis, a Tishab of the Hafta. Kriya Satur always needs a minimum of 3 of it. You never have Kriyas HaTorah less than 3 hours. That's all we have. Tomorrow has a Shaila. The Mishnah says, on Yontif, you give 5 aliyahs and you get late after. And we pass the like Rabbi Shmuel. On Yom Kippur, you give 6 aliyahs and you late after. And the Shabbos, you give 7 aliyahs and you late after. The after is the last of the 5 aliyahs, the last of the 6 aliyahs, the last of the 7 aliyahs. After the Zogon, the Minyan Apuim. We say, not the Machter is Zeno, the Minyan Apuim. You give 5 aliyahs plus mach, you give 6 aliyahs plus mach. That's a mach like this in the Gemara. And that's for Gimel and Rav. So the mach, the Oyman and Minyan HaKoyim, the mach, the Eimel and Minyan HaKoyim. Shall how do we fast? We have a compromise. How do we fast? And if I receive a one, give 3 aliyahs. And the third aliyah, the Shlishin, is the mach. And Yotif, and the Kippur and Shabbos, we give the full number of aliyahs, 5, 6, 7. Then we say Tati Kaddish, and then we give a separate aliyah. So how do we pass it? Omar seems to put it all together. So the Maf Dezer, the Maf Dezer, the Minat Koi, the same Shailan and Tati Sefer on the other day. So Tais is there for Gimel and Manala, Bina Mas Mechad Omar, Bezen Kotsa Abin Tam. Bezen Tam had a Machloik and Svita Rabbein and Yishul. You have more Barichas in the Sefer Yosha than Abin Tam. You have Sefer Yosha, you have the first half of the Sefer Yosha are the Mishnah Torah of the Rabbi Yitam. The second half are the letters, the correspondence, the Tshuvas of the Rabbi Yitam. So the Tshuvas are sometimes juicier than sometimes the insults people, and they're very upset while they said things, keeps them all dead. So this is a more, it's in the Ezra. This Ezra has sometimes longer Arichas of Tzitzis than we have, like the Tzitzis of Rosh. A lot of our Tzitzis were truncated, they were abridged. And Bitburger, who was a non-Jew, he did the Gishas. So he had someone make the layout of the pages. So they wanted to have the Tzitzis fit on the pages, they just chopped up the last 30 lines. They said, well, then you have the Rosh, and the Tzitzis said, where's the Tzitzis? They chopped it off. You look at the Tzitzis of Rosh, Tzitzis Rosh didn't squeeze in on the page. So Tzitzis Rosh didn't have to cut anything out. A lot of times they say, Rosh has the missing places. Or the Azarua has it. A lot of times, I remember once in Abu Dhabi, there's a big fat Tesis on this side of the page. Tesis has a kasha to give a teretz. It doesn't read straight. The teretz doesn't have anything to do with the kasha. So you look at the Azarua, they left out the middle of the Tesis. They left out the teretz on the first kasha. They left out the kasha in the second teretz. So we have the first kasha and the teretz to the second kasha. I'm missing the teretz to the first kasha and the kasha to the second teretz. So it's always kedai to look at a more complete set, to look at a teretz of Arush, to look at the face of Shantz, or a teretz of Stuch, or the body of Zarua, especially at Abu Zarua. There's a lot missing in the teretz of Arush. So here, this is a little more Mishnei Nusa in the Sefer Yosher HaMinatam. Minatam wrote an introduction to the Sefer Yosher. It's interesting. Mishnei wrote an introduction. He writes an introduction. What motivated him to write the Sefer Yosher? His friends encouraged him. He should write down all of his original insights. And they sing aloud to Rabbeinu Tam, instead of Chiddush, and this is Tzitzis. strings of the tzitzit that have to be shizur, that should be twan. He interpreted it before in the last paragraph. His chaverim said, write a whole sefer. No one else knows about this. Should be a tzitzit that have to be shizur. Because of that, it is Rabbi Mitam, the last paragraph, and he wrote the whole sefer, and he writes all the, every time there's a close Rabbi Mitam, the original sources is Sefer Yashin Rabbi Mitam. There's another Sefer Yashin. It's a Muslim sefer, that is not written by Rabbi Mitam. Sefer Yashin Rabbi Mitam was the Sefer Yashin, the halachas. The other one, the stories, the drashim, different. I got it. So here the Rabbi Natam has a machlokes with the Rabbi Mishulam, how do we pass? Rabbi Natam says the Ikar Adin we pass in the Maftik is oil of the Ninya Akuim Ba'araya, that at the time is Sibu, you only give three aliyahs, and the third aliyah is the Maftik. So how come on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur give five aliyahs plus Maftik, we give six aliyahs plus Maftik, we give seven aliyahs plus Maftik? So he said, because the Mishnah says you're allowed to make those suffers. Rabbi Natam understands the simple reading of the Mishnah. He permitted to make those suffers not only on Shabbos, on Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur also. He permitted to make those suffers. So the Rabbi Natam says, we want to satisfy the other opinion also. There were two opinions. In the Gemara, Chav Gimel Omer Aleph, when it left, it was Oilu Neminin Akuin, and not Oilu Neminin Akuin. So we pass the Mikra, and then it is over. So on the Tanya Sibu, that you're not allowed to make those suffers. Additionally, she should be enough there. But on the Shabbos and Yom Tov, and on Kippur, you can live to make my Shabbos, please don't make my Shabbos. So Rabbi Natam says, every single Shabbos and Yom Tov and Kippur, we always make my Shabbos. The fact that we have to have Torah, the fact that we say Maftir separate after the five Aliyahs, and we say Maftir, that's a high Shabbos. Think right then you did it. Think right then on whenever you have Maftir, the last Torah of the Torah could really be there. When the Shulam holds Rakir, when the Shulam holds no. But the fact that Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Maftim are separate, that shows that indicates when you're fasting, Maftim is not going in the middle. How do you explain it by this symbol? Because if you hang it, it does what's meant. So the Rachel gets
there. I've heard you say before. Say if you hold that really, you have like the sheet, you only have to have one, but you do three because that's a.
I'm not really interested in doing three.
Okay, you do it anyways. You don't.
I just want to do half time. So the first time it says one aliyah. It's not really. It's just one aliyah because I'm not the beloved to have sheet, but there are ten. You only want to read them in the week because the lead gave you some of their father. That's what we read at the time of Sibur. It's an eight show because you do sins. The Kriya Sattar is just in order to enable you to learn after. So the first time it says, one of you don't really need any. And we pass it on, you can never have Kriya Sattar less than you. So you're not really interested in so you have the three, and the third one is going to be, the third one is going to be the, I remember once in the yeshiva, they called that, it was a kind of steeple, and they called up the third one of the so they said, yeah, I'm out, so I'm up there. So then she got up, so he said, you know, he Shishi. Shabbos and Yom Tov and Kippur when the Maftir is not part of the Oilin, so then you call them up Maftir. But on the time of Sibur, the Maftir is the Shishi. He insists he called them up Shishi, not call them up. Then I do that as a tshuva, if he says that you call them up Maftir. You don't call them up Shishi, you can't even call them up Maftir. Well, so Richard Kippur wasn't right. The meaning. The Kimegi writes the Minig always used to be on the kind of sequel. The Minta, it was laying Kriyas HaTorah. When they finished the third Aliyah, so the Baal Torah would say Chatzi Kaddish. And the one who got the third Aliyah would say that they do have one Aliyah. And the one who got the third Aliyah would read after. The Kimegi says that he changed the Minig. Because it's not proper. Based on the Magen Avraham changing the Magen Avraham says like this. It happened in Yeshiva once. Everything happened. Once after Yeshiva, they were laying Kriyas HaTorah, and the last Shvi, the last Aliyah, they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, in the last Pasuk. But they finished the whole Aliyah. They found a mistake. But they finished the whole Shvi. So the question is, do you take out a new Sefer Torah? Say machter. The chatchili you're not supposed to lay in a possible sefer. Is it machloket? Is the Rambam and the Rambam? The Rambam in Mishnah Torah contradicts the Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah gives a Hilchos of Torah, says, what's the definition of a kosher sefer? You have psuchas and stumas and ink and this and that. Hide from the kosher animal. So on. Watch from all the dina. And he says, if it's not a kosher sefer Torah, you can't like prayers of Torah. And that gets in the midst of Siva sefer Torah, all the dina must sefer Torah. Yes, the Mishnah quotes the Tshuva Sarajbo. He says, he saw Tshuva Sarambam. The Rambam says he can learn Kriyas HaTorah Baal Peh. You don't need a kosher Sefer Torah. During the Second World War, there was a JWB, Jewish Welfare Board. They were sponsoring chaplains in American Army. Most of the chaplains were conservative or equal, very few. Rabbi Herschel Shechter Zechana Racha was the Jewish chaplain. He's the one who liberated Rabbi Lauer. It's a young chav in the concentration camp in the death camps. Most of the chaplains were conservative people. So they published tshuvas, psalkim that day. So they had a shaila, the Gilein Kriyas HaTorah, printed chumash. They said, of course you can, it's the tshuvas HaRambam. So the tshuvas HaRambam was not followed. The Rambam writes in the Shuvi, Gilein Kriyas HaTorah, from the apostle, say the Torah. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes not so. So because the Mishnah quotes the tshuvas HaRashbah, points out, there's a contradiction between the tshuvas HaRambam and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. So what do we follow? But this Yosef has this whole discussion. This Yosef says, L'hatili, you don't have a kosher sefer, you do not learn Kriyas HaTorah. But if you're in the middle of learning, then you realize that you have a mistake. In the end, we rely on the Tshuva Sarambam. So you don't have to learn over with the labor. So let's say you only learn 6 aliyahs and you say, and you realize there's a mistake. So you close the sefer Torah, put it back, and you take out a new sefer Torah, you learn from there on. The Yevon Yotze, because for the Yevon we rely on the Chumzah. But still we don't rely on the Chumzah. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Rambam who recommends that let's say they learned 3 aliyahs already, and another 4 aliyahs to go to the if you can divide what's left, and they said the Torah to make 7 aliyahs from here up to the end, so that's recommended. If you can go south and make 7 aliyahs, you should do it. Rachik suggested that if the shul, if they've been a Torah, it's a yeshiva. When a Torah in the shul, if you can have, let's say you already learned 3 aliyahs, so you only need 3 aliyahs, you only need 7. So he said, if you can convince the people that they should listen from the beginning, to learn the new sefer, from the beginning of Sedra, so that's even better. So the chatzila to do, even the Eben not to rely on the Tshuva Sarambam. Chili should try to learn, but he said in most shuls they're not going to go for that. They're not going to want to hear over again everything that they heard it. I remember once I was davening in a shul in Washington Heights. It wasn't in yeshiva, and it was Parshas Ha'azino. In the middle of the aliyah, middle of one of the aliyahs, they found there was a mistake in the sefer Torah. So they took out a new sefer Torah, and then the rabbi in the shul said, "Oh." Mishnah Berurah says the Chachila should try to squeeze in 7 aliyahs. So he said they should squeeze in 7 aliyahs from here to the end. So we did that. Then the Rav went home, and we looked that up, and we realized they made a mistake. We all came back from Mincha, and we said, "Public, I made a mistake. And Hazinu, you have to make my suffers." The Gemara says again, the Masechus Rosh Hashanah. Hazinu is a poem. You have to read the stanzas properly. It has to be with the Rosh Hashanah. Hazidla, Hazin, Yud, Vav, Lam, Kof. These are the 6 aliyahs. Zinus, Chayim, Yisalam, what's the Yud, Yerkiveyu, Vav, Bayar, Shemayinas. So you're not going to make myself. Boom, that was the one time they made a mistake. So he told the Balabatim, I knew that. I remember one time, I was in England, for Marshall Sazino and for Sukkis. So there was a bar mitzvah, I'm sure. They weren't religious family. There was a bar mitzvah. The kid was a kohen, the father was a kohen, the grandfather was a kohen. So all three want that aliyah. They weren't religious, all three want that. So they made a ton of hoisofes in order to give the bar mitzvah boy to the father and the grandfather aliyahs. So after the davening, I was eaten by the rabbi. So I came home with the rabbi. So on the way home, I'm telling you, you don't make hoisofes in Hazina. You never heard of it? He was an expert in Ocean and Hazina. He printed many, many knockout shuls. Did know Orachaim. I was making Kiddush. He didn't know the Dinim of Kiddush. Orachaim was not his. He knew Yerudeya, you got to see it. He knew Abed Ezra, he knew Kiddushin, he knew Nazikin, Noshim Nazikin knew very well. Orachaim time I didn't know. Anyway, Hazina, you don't do that. So anyway, so Mishina, what happened? They learned the whole Parsha, and the Shvi, the last Ali, they finished to the end. They realized there was a mistake, and they said to them. So the Magen Avraham says, if that happens, you don't take out another Sefer Torah in order to learn another Aliyah. The Ikar Adin, we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, the Machter is oiler than in Yerakuin. And it's just that on Shabbos and Yom Tov Yom Kippur, since it's Buta Lo Hoysin, they may as well make a Hisofa and have Machter another Aliyah. But the Magen Avraham says to take out another Sefer Torah, to make a whole stick out of it, he said that's not good. So if they found the mistake, after they finish the last Aliyah, say so leave it like that. The one who got the last Aliyah will be the Maftir. He won't have a separate Maftir. And the Magen Avraham says in such a case, the Balkara doesn't say Chatzi Kaddish. Why not? Because the Gemara has a din, Hamakta Banavi, Tzorach Sheikar Baltara Tchilim Shem Kovet Atur. If the one who gets Maftir just going to learn from the Aftur for the Navi, so people would think the Navi is on equal footing with the Chamisha from Shetar. Some people get an Aliyah from King, some people get an Aliyah from Navi. So we don't want anybody to make that mistake. So whoever says Haftar, you always have to start off with Tzor Shikha Batar. That's why the Tanakama holds an Artishabo that falls out on not on Shein HaChamish. You only give one Aliyah. You're not interested in giving any Aliyah. You only want to learn Haftar. You can't learn Haftar without first learning something from the Chumash. So the Haftar Echad, you give one Aliyah. So we pass, can you give three Aliyahs of it? So the Magen Avraham says here, if the Shvi is going to be the Maftir, then you don't say Chatzi Kaddish, because that would be a violation of Tchila. Maftir Banavit, so Hashik about Torah Tchila, Tchila means immediately before. You should lay Maftir, and then you should say Maftir right away. You shouldn't have a long pause in between. They say you shouldn't say Chatzi Kaddish. By us, we finished the whole seven Aliyahs, we say Chatzi Kaddish, then we say Maftir Banavit lays Maftir, then he says Haftar. There's no pause in between the Maftir and the Haftar. Now in a lot of shows they have a new shtick. They say, all the Mishaberchs, all the Chayram, they say the Mishaberch for the Medina, for Tzahal, they say everything in between the Maftir and the Haftar. That's connected at them. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The word Tchila, the Gemara says, Maftir, Banavit, Tzavshik, Haftar, Tchila. Tchila means it should be immediately before. That's what the Kedega says, the meaning always rises. That on a tiny Sibur, they give three Aliyahs. Third Aliyah, you know, I'm not going to make myself. The third Aliyah is the Maftir. The thing always was that they said Chatzi Kaddish in between the third Aliyah and the Haftar. So Kevega says he did away with that. You should not say, because the Magen Avraham said, whenever the Shvi is the Maftir, then you found a mistake in the Sefer Torah. You don't attack another Sefer Torah in order to make a separate Maftir. So the Shvi is going to be the Maftir. So then he says it's not right to say the Chatzi Kaddish. Once a year we do like that. That's a big part on Tisha B'Av we do like that. Tisha B'Av to Mincha. Tisha B'Av for Shabbat. I forgot what we do Shabbat, but I think to Mincha for sure. We give three Aliyahs, then we say Chatzi Kaddish, then we say the Haftar. Soloveitchik was breaking his head to try to understand how come Rabbi Kevega only changed the minhag on the Tanya Sefer, not to say Chatzi Kaddish. How come on Tisha B'Av? Do say Chatzi Kaddish. Yeah, different suggestions. Breaking his head up. Anyway, what are we up to here? Sheni v'chamishi, 3 days a week. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, to Mincha, you only give three aliyahs. In Kotzman, you never have less than prayers out there of three aliyahs. And the Sibur, the Harakam holds, yeah, there are different reasons, because you don't really need prayers out there, just in order to enable you to say the Haftar. Ein masif malay. Why is ein masif malay? But people have to go to work. We should be called malacha. The Gemara says you can't make those so. Ein masif malay. Ein maftir menavi. Also, there's no haftar. People have to go to work. Apasech la'chayse matar mevarkos panahel uri achra. The first one who gets the first aliyah says the first bracha. Shabbat shalom. The one who gets the very last aliyah, let's say shlishi, Shabbos b'shvi. After whatever, the very last time on that says the bracha shalom forever. Then the Gemara said they changed it. In the days of Rabbi Shmuel, they changed it. And they introduced that every oil of that Torah, the Gemara says, B'nei ha-nichnasim u'b'nei ha-yotzim. Where was that? They changed the practice.
Rabbanu.
Somewhere over here.
Rabbanu Chav Gimel.
Where is it?
Rabbanu Chav Gimel.
Bottom of?
Chav Gimel.
Chav Gimel. Where it is already. Says, in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, they changed it. They introduced that everybody says a bracha before them. So the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam has a shayla. Shayla goes as follows. There's a Mishnah called Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says, you need a minion. For Baruch Hu, for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Kriyas HaKadosh. But these are all Dvarim Shabbatusha. Sometimes you need a minion, it's not a Dvarim Shabbatusha. Say, Kriyas Nisuin, you need a minion. Pashto says, it's not a Dvarim Shabbatusha. But for Kriyas HaKadosh, for Kaddish Kedusha, it's a Dvarim Shabbatusha. So you need a minion. So Tais is there, the second Tais is on the top of Gimel HaKadosh. There's a quote to Yerushalmi. Let's say they start Chazoros Hashav Shachris, and then they're davening slow. The one guy has to go to work. He can't stay till the end of the day. So he leaves in the middle, and you're left only with 9 people in the whole shul. So since when they began the Chazoros Hashav, there was a minion, so you're allowed to finish. If you started with a minion, you're allowed to finish. So the same truly got in Kriyas HaTorah. If you started Kriyas HaTorah, there was a minion. And then at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, someone left. If you started Chazoros HaShas, there was a minion, and then someone left in the middle. So you can finish Chazoros HaShas, and you can say the Kaddish if. Kaddish to stop. In Kedeg, when Shulchan Aruch even quotes, you can say the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachnun, and the Kaddish to stop after Rabbotzi. That's questionable. How come you can say two Kaddish? Kaddish Tiskabel after Avodah Tzion is the Gemara of the Tefillah B'Tzion. Why do you say Chatzi Kaddish and then another Kaddish? That's a little shaky. That's Rebbe Kenegas. So if the minion disappeared in the middle of Hazar Sashat, and it's Chilub Asar Gomrim, with less, Yatzim Mitzos and Chilub Asar Gomrim, it's even Gomrim, the Chatzi Kaddish and the Kaddish Tiskabel after Avodah Tzion. That's a question of success. Well, let's say there was a minion in the middle of Hazar Sashas, then the minion left. And it's Shein of a Hamishi. So you can't begin Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a new unit. You have to have a minion when you begin Kriyas HaTorah. If you had a minion at the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah, then somebody walked out in the middle of the first Aliyah. So then you can finish the whole Kriyas HaTorah with the Chatzi Kaddish after the Kriyas HaTorah. That's all part of the Kriyas HaTorah. You can finish that unit. So the Kriyas Mishnah has a suffix. In the days of the Tanoim, only the Oyla Rishon said the bracha before the Oyla said the bracha after. All Kriyas HaTorah is treated as one unit. So if you started with Asara and then Yatzim Mitzasam, but you have right, you have to have 6. If everybody left, you only have 3 people, so you don't finish this. You need 6. So the Shulchan Aruch and Roiv have Mitzvah. So Yatzim Mitzasam means the meal at last, and the Roiv is still there, then you finish the Kriyas HaTorah. The Shaila is, now that they changed it, days of Rabbi Shmuel, the first generation of Amorai and Bubble, they changed it. Every Olal HaTorah says a bracha before and after. So maybe that should be an indication that we treat every Aliyah as a separate unit. And if the 10th man left in the middle of the second Aliyah, maybe you got to stop. Maybe the second Olal HaTorah finishes the bracha Shemasalon at the end of his Aliyah, and that's it. Maybe now you treat every Aliyah as a separate unit. So that's a suffix that the Kesef Mishnah has. Mishkan is acting as a tshuva. He thinks, yeah, that's the din. Why is it a suffix? That is the din. The nature of Kriyas HaTorah changed. The days of the Mishnah was one big unit, but we only said one block at the beginning, one block at the end. The Rabbi Shmuel changed it when he had Achnas Yotzin. So now the nature of the Takana is that every Aliyah is a separate unit. So if you started with a minion for the first Aliyah, it doesn't help. That's a question that is. Is that really what it means? Neha nechnasim and neha yotzim. That's what it means, that they changed the whole nature of the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Ran and the Rif. Yeah, the Gemara is in front of the bottom of Chof Aleph on the base. There are 6 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. 5 lines of the Ho'idru. The Gemara said, "Bishman hazeh, dekulam mebarach lechana lachra every yom on Torah." Says the bracha before and after. Gemara says the reason why mitnei hanechnasim omeishum hayotzi. What does it mean hanechnasim? Some people would come in late in the middle of Kriyas Torah, so they missed the bracha before. Some people would leave early. Middle class, I said, won't give the bracha after. Because it's like a train station, people coming in, people going out, then the first night. So that's when they made a takana, they changed the takana, that every aliyah should have a bracha before him. So that's because Mishnah had a suffix. Does that mean that they have changed the whole nature of the Kriyas HaTorah? Every aliyah is a separate unit, so if you add a minyan to the first aliyah, and then someone walked out of the middle, you can't start the next aliyah, it's a separate unit on that. So then is the Raz. So Mishkan Yaakov thinks, yeah, that's the din. Because Mishnah suggests that that's the din. Every aliyah today is a separate unit. The Raz on the Rif has a different shot. He says that the Takana always was, even in the days of the Tana, the Takana always was, every aliyah needs a bracha before him. But everybody was in shul. It wasn't a train station, everybody was in shul. So whoever got the first aliyah said Shabbat Baruch, and everybody in shul was paying attention. Whoever gets the second aliyah, third aliyah, fourth aliyah, fifth aliyah, sixth aliyah, seventh aliyah, they all said Amen. They were all yotzei with the bracha Shabbat Baruch, but the first guy said, and everybody's going to stay till the end. So they're all going to hear the last guy say Shemal Salana. So the Lord will yotzei with that bracha. And Achanami, if each person wants to his own bracha, he may even Mizman Atanoi, each one, because Mikra, then each one says his own bracha. But everybody was there, so everybody had a mind to be yotzei with the first bracha and to be yotzei with the last bracha. And then in the days of the Amarayim, they were nichnas and the yotzim, a lot of people would come late. So you can't say he was yotzei, he gets the third aliyah. He wasn't there when the first one said the bracha shabbat. So then he has to say his own bracha. So because there were so many people that are coming early, coming late, they're leaving early, so they made a takana that everybody should say the bracha before that, because the din always was like that. That's how they ran it. Din always was that every Olam HaTorah should really say the bracha before and after, except for the Lashanim Kitikunam. Everybody was in shul from the beginning to the end. They all had a mind to be yotze with the first one's bracha Shabbat Habano. They all had a mind to be yotze with the last one's bracha Shabbat. So that Ran is clearly against. It's clearly against the Kes Mishkan. So Kes Mishkan raises a topic, and Mishkan is anchor thinks that indeed is correct. Maybe they changed the whole nature of the Takana, that originally the Zman HaTanayim, the whole Kriyas HaTorah was one unit, and it only required one bracha before and after. In the days of the Amarayim, they changed it that each aliyah should be a separate unit. The Ran hopes it was always a separate unit. It's always separate.
According to the Ran, it wouldn't make a difference that the first person gets the aliyah is not hearing the bracha achron until after the last person. Makes the bracha, it doesn't matter, there's such a gap between that.
I don't understand that he says that was always the case. Everybody relied on everybody would be yotzei with the last bracha. Each aliyah really needs a bracha before and after, but everybody was yotzei with the first one's bracha, and everybody was yotzei with the last one's bracha. That's how some achronim asked. They're bothered with the kasha. There's going to be a mishnah later. The Yelena Techecha in the Koisai, you're not supposed to make Koisophis there in the middle of the Techecha. Eim Hapsikim the Techecha. Who is that? That's a Mishnah later. So the Gemara gives two reasons why. Why is Eim Hapsikim the Techecha? So the Gemara gives, and the Medrash has also the same two reasons. It's Rashi. So one reason the Gemara gives is HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels uncomfortable. Eina B'din. It's not proper. She bought a miskalim. My name is Baruch. Guy's gonna get on and say Baruch Hashem, Shafach Amanu, and then we're gonna curse Yak Hashem, Shachet Shemakadachas. The lady sits and cursing the Jewish people. And they say bracha to the Baruch Hu before. So Baruch Hu doesn't want. So that's why you shouldn't be mafsi. You shouldn't make a hisofer in the middle of the teichacher. So you'll never say bracha Shinasan Lano after curses right after. The bracha said way before the teichacher begins, and the last bracha said way after the teichacher ends. You don't say bracha right before, right after. That's one of the reasons that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives another reason. So the Mefarshim on the Gemara, the Achrayim are bothered with the Kashin. But in the days of the Teichach is in the middle of the Sefer, not in the beginning of the end of the Chumkar Sefer. So in the days of the Tanoim, only the Kohen says the Baruch HaShabbat Habano, and the one who gets the last Aliyah says Hashem Asamo. So even if you make Kohen in the middle, no one's going to say a Baruch HaShabbat. Nobody's going to be saying a Baruch HaShabbat. What does the Gemara give this reason? In the Bedin, she bought a miskalim on Omis Barah. The One who gets the midlah has never said a bracha. So some say according to the Ran as the Yushu. I think the Taz
said. It's like you said the Ran. It's like you said the Ran.
According to the Ran, those in the middle, if they want, they can say a bracha before and after. It's always like that. Except the practice always is to be, they all relied, they were all in shul. They all relied on the guy who said the bracha at the beginning. They all relied on the guy who said the bracha at the end. But whoever wanted to, some of the people came in later. Some of the people didn't have a mind to be, I'd say, just in case they'll get another year. So then they would say a bracha. That's what some after that's, I think, the Taz answers, like Kasher. Others give a different theory. When you look in the Masechta Sofrim, it's printed in the back of Masechta Sofrim. It's not Masechta Sofrim, but it's written by the Oynei Eretz Yisrael. It has a lot of patterns in Minhagim that we don't follow. We follow Minhagim Bovel, and that's from the Oynei Eretz Yisrael. It's not from the Tanakh. Masechta Sofrim is also, it's not from the Tanakh. It's from the Oynei. That's why every so often the Rabbi Nathan rejects Masechta Sofrim. He doesn't always follow the Oynei. So Masechta Sofrim, when they quote this, Din for the Mishnah, has all the din about this, a third of this, and everything. So the Masechta Sofrim has a Pirush Mishnah in the Bar, I think it's called Nachos Yaakov. I remember who the author is, but it's in the standard edition from the big Gemara of the Nazar. So the Nachos Yaakov quotes this Kasha. How can the Gemara give an explanation? The Gemara and the Drosh give an explanation that you're not allowed to make a mafsik in the Techocha. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Gosai, middle of the Techocha and the Gosai, because in the beginning, the brothers want to feel uncomfortable. She's running this galalim. My name is Bart. They're giving me a bracha, and he's going to say psukim and curses. But all the people who got the middle of this, they never said a bracha at all. So he gives a different terrace. He has a very interesting terrace. The Gemara says there in the end of Meruga and Balakama, she tells you at the end of Meruga is what the. At the end of Meruga, Rashi says what the. What?
Babies.
So the Gemara says there, Ezra made 10 takonis. So one of the 10 takonis that you may share the position. Another takon was that you should make the Techachem of the Kaisai soon before Shavuos. The Techachem in Kisavai soon before Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for it is, Techo Shana Kisah, Techo Shana Kisah. Old Nishi, end of. Curses should come on for the old year, which is not a new year without any curses. So the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, that we understand. So Tech Hashanah is going to send that the old year end off. All the curses of Tech should be finished off before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah starts a new year. How is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, yeah, because on Shavuos, the Gainim are Paris Aile. So to Rosh Hashanah, a little bit. Rosh Hashanah for the Paris Aile. Okay. That's why what happened this year at Pesach, how come all the Kriyas HaTorah is off kilter this year? Because in Chutz Laaretz we had the opportunity of Golias, the 8th day of Pesach was on Shabbos, so we didn't the Pesach week in Kriya. So we didn't leave the Parshas on Shabbat till the week after. And in Eretz Yisrael, the day after Pesach is only 7 days. So the day after the Shabbos, so they made the Parshas on Shabbat. So they're a week ahead of us, Chutz Laaretz, the week ahead. So we really could have caught up a long time ago. There were 7 weeks between Pesach, 6 weeks between Pesach. We could have caught up a long time ago. We didn't want to catch up. Why not? Because we had more correct. Because Pesach says, that Takonis Ezra, if you lay the Techecha, soon before Shavuos, Techecha the Chukaisai, soon before Shavuos, Techecha and Kisav, soon before Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mean the last Shabbos before. We have to practice relating penultimate Shabbos. Shabbos before the last Shabbos. So, in Chutz Laaretz, we learn the Chukosai the second Shabbos before Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, they learn the Chukosai the third Shabbos before Shavuos. And they really weren't with Karim Takanas Ezra. So that's why we weren't interested in catching up before Shavuos. Couldn't caught up before Shavuos. We didn't want to, because everything in Eretz Yisrael was off-kilter. It was kakai. Chutz Laaretz was better. We fulfilled Takanas Ezra the way it's supposed to be. We lay the Techachem of Chukosai, the second Shabbos before Shavuos, like we always do every year, like long. And Eretz Yisrael is off there. The one right side is the Maharit. The Maharit, the Abit, they lived in Tzfat in the 1500s. They explain in the Chuvah, that's why. That's the Poshim Shabbos.
Why didn't they catch up last week? Because of
Yeah, that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. We should have caught up. Like Chukas Baruch. Well, we still didn't catch up. That's a good kasha. But why didn't we catch up before Shavuos? There's a very good answer. This I don't know the answer. So the Mufarshim asked kasha. The Gemara Megillah later tells us that in Babel, in the days of the Gemara, it was a 1 year cycle. They laid Kriyas HaTorah, they finished every year, and they celebrated Simchas Torah every year on the Yom Kippur Shagomias of Shmini Atzeret. And in Eretz Yisrael, it was a 3 year cycle. They didn't make Simchas Torah only once every 3 years. They have special piyutim. Sometimes Simchas Torah is on Pesach, sometimes on Shavuos, and sometimes on Sukkot. And they have the piyutim printed. By us, the piyutim for Simchas Torah are always for the last day Sukkot. And in Eretz Yisrael, it was a 3 year cycle. That's why any given, why a 3 year cycle? Every Seder was divided into three. So every Parsha was 1/3 the size of it is by us. It was 1/3. That's why on any given Seder, you should have theoretically three possibilities of 3/3. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they lay the first third this week and they said 1/3. Next third, the next week they said 1/3. The third week, they said the 3/3. Many parishes, we have more than 1/3. But we should really have at least 3/3 in every parish. Because in Eretz Yisrael, every parish was divided into three. Years ago, I don't know what they do now, years ago, a lot of the conservative temples in America, so they said, the Balabatim, they have no patience. They don't want this. They come on Kriyas HaTorah. They said they're going to adopt the meaning from Eretz Yisrael from years ago, only going to lay 1/3. So the shtick that they did was absolutely stupidity. 1 year they lay the 1/3 of Parshas Bereishis this week. The next week they lay the 1/3 of Parshas Bereishis. The third week they lay the 1/3 of Parshas Lachlova. The next year they lay the 2/3 of Parshas Bereishis. The next week the 2/3 of Parshas
Bereishis. It's like the Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah. Huh? It's like the Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah. You took a piece from over here and a piece over here and everything.
Yes. So the religion used to make fun of it. That's not what they did in Eretz Yisrael. They lay the 1/3 of Bereishis this week, the 2/3 next week, and the 3/3 the next week. It took them 3 years, because it took 3 weeks till they finished any one given Sedra. And that 3/3 one for the 1/3, one for the 2/3. So the Mefarshim ask Kakasha, if you have a 3 year cycle, you got all the time in the world. How does it turn out, Takana says, with that delaying the Techicha and the Chukaisa before Shavuos, the Techicha and Kisoga before Rosh Hashanah? If you have a 1 year cycle, so it fits in. But if you have a 3 year cycle, the Chukaisa is going to be in the middle of the winter, middle of the summer. It's not going to be the Shabbos, the second Shabbos before Shabbos. So the Mefarshim answer with a straight face. No, you take out two Sefer Torah. What do you do? Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is not Parsha Shavuot. You like Parsha Shavuot. Parsha Sparo, Parsha Shkomer. You take out two Sefer Torah. One is the Parsha Shavuot, and one is the Teichacha. You take out two Sefer Torah. That's what the Mishnah says. When you take out the separate Sefer Torah, even if you should assume like the Kesem Mishnah. In the days of the Tanoim, it was one big unit of Kriyas HaTorah. It said one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end. That was Kriyas HaTorah. But then you learn Parshas Zohar, you learn Parshas HaToichecha, that's a separate Kriyas. So for that you have to have, the Takana says, well, you have to learn the Toichecha, a separate Kriyas. You have to have a separate bracha for that. So that's what the Mishnah says, you shouldn't make any Havsokas in the middle. Shayna the din, she upon him is bark. Miss Kalum and my name is bark. That's what it means. Here's a shayla. Let's say if you understand like the Kesem Mishnah said, that in the days of the Tanaim, the whole Kriyas HaTorah was one unit, and next was only one bracha at the beginning, one bracha in the end. It's all one unit. So, and when you make all the seven aliyahs, so what do? They just lay. They don't say Baruch Hu Hashem on Barach either. What they do say Baruch Hu, they don't say Hashem Bacha Bacha. They don't say Hashem Asalam. All the middle aliyahs, they don't say Hashem Bacha, they don't say Hashem Asalam. What about Baruch Hu Hashem on Barach? So the Bnei Yeshua has a Kiddush. He thinks that day all, every Oil on Torah said Baruch Hu Hashem. Everybody said Kiddush. So that's the question, is that true? Because the Gemara says, Mikra Din, a woman can get an aliyah. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Amidal of 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan is a Braisa. A kolod in the minya should not feel a cut, not feel a isha. A woman can get an aliyah, and a cotton can get an aliyah. So a woman and a cotton are not with starting to a minya. When you need a minya for those of Yedusha, You need Hasar Gedolim B'nei Bris. You need them Jewish men who are B'nei Chorin. And then Gnaya, it's not Mitzar for a minion. Anisha, Kotna, not Mitzar for a minion. So if a woman is not Mitzar for a minion, years ago, it was famous, the conservatives used to have a program on the radio every Sunday. They used to have Shendela de Chazanta. They had a woman by the name of Shendela. She used to sing Chazanas. And women in the conservative temple, they had women Chazanta. In Yiddish, you say, female Chazanta. In Hebrew, you say Chazanit. In Yiddish, you say, Kola Chazanta. They used to have a woman Chazanta. So there's a Ramban and Brochus. A Ramban and Brochus, I think. Says, a woman cannot be the Shliach Tzibur because there's a Gemara in Erevin. Shliach Tzibur has to be in the same room where the minion is. It has to be part of the minion. So you have 10 people in one room and Shliach Tzibur in the other room. Shliach Tzibur is not, you have a minion, but Shliach Tzibur is not part of the minion, so you can't say Chazaras HaShans. So a woman, by definition, is never part of the minion. So a woman can't be the Chazanit to say Chazaras HaShans because you need a minion. The Shaila is Neikir Adin that it says on Chavkim Al Amadal Hakolam Amin Yeshiva Afilu Kotna Afilu Isha. In the later generations, Avolam Achachamim, they said Isha Latikra Avatar Mitei Kovet Atzibas. We'll get to that in half the talk about it. A woman shouldn't lay, but Neikir Adin, a woman can get an Aliyah. So when the woman gets an Aliyah, you have to have a lady, but she can't count as one of the 10 people. So can she say Baruch Has Hashem Amavayra? Baruch Has Hashem Baruch is a double shibikdusha. You need a minion. Well, usually you say the one who's the mezamein and the double shibikdusha has to be one who's part of the minion. Otherwise, like the shliach tzibur in one room, the tzibur in a different room, it's no good. So that's the Yeshua claims that every single, even as manat panayim, every oilel ator, they didn't say hashabach banat, she didn't say hashanasalam. Only the Rishon said hashabach banat, and said hashanasalam. But everybody in between said Baruch Has Hashem Baruch. So you need a minion for that. So don't you require that the mezamein for the Dovah Shibitusha should be part of the minion? So apparently he thinks that it's not a problem. And sure it doesn't. Aliyah is a contradiction to what he said. Nikar Adin, a woman could get an Aliyah, she's saying Baruch Has Hashem Baruch. She doesn't have to be part of the minion. So when do you say the woman can't be the Chazanin? You mean by Chazaras HaShatz, the Shliach Tzibur, has to be part of the tzibur, has to be part of the minyan in order to function as a shliach tzibur. But to say, Baruch, you're not a shliach tzibur? It's a, you have a minyan, you have 10 men and a woman. Let's say today, a woman wants to say kaddish. So the Yikar Adin, at the end of the Yeridah, there's a whole simon about kaddish in the Shina Yerah. So the Pesche Tshuva there quotes from, who is it quotes? Comes from one of the early Afrenis. The Yikar Adin, a woman can say kaddish, but it's connected to many, In recent years, it's not connected to many. In Europe, before the war, my father came from a Chassidish section in Europe. My father said, remember, the rabbi passed away. And his daughter came to shul every day. She said Kaddish in the men's section. And Rabbi Moshe also writes in his Jewish, he remembers in Vilna, women used to come to shul, used to say Kaddish. But if the woman wants to say Kaddish, she has to come into the men's section. She can't stay in the balcony. The balcony is a different reshus. You have to have 10 men in the room. You can't say Kaddish unless you have 10 people and you have to have 10 men in the room. So the woman herself is not counting as one of the 10 people in the room. So how come a woman can't be the Shliach Tzibur for Chazaras HaShatz? No. Chazaras HaShatz, the Shliach Tzibur has to be part of the minyan. But to say Kaddish, maybe to say Baruch Hu, the one is the mezamein for the Dovah Shebikdusha. You need a minyan present in the room, but you don't have to be part of the minyan. This is apparently what the Peshur thinks. This is apparently what the Gadru, the Pishcha Tshuva quotes there. What's it? Because Mikra Adin, a woman, they say Kaddish, except that it's against the minyan. And the man is there, the Pesach says it's not against the minyan. So apparently, how can a woman say Kaddish? By definition, it's not part of the minyan. Apparently, it's not a problem. The one who says not so is the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer lived at the beginning of the Reform movement. So a lot of these Reform Jews, they didn't come to Shul all year long. But when someone, a parent would die, so they would come to shul in order to say Kaddish. Like in America, a lot of times, people don't never daven, but when somebody dies, so they come to shul. So some sefer says, so people said, well, at least they come and they say Kaddish. Some sefer says, the Kaddish is a bracha levatol. But since they're after Kursim, some of these Reform Jews, they didn't believe in Torah Menashemach, some didn't believe in God. So he says that the fellows are not Bikuris, he's not mitzarf to a minion. He's not mitzarf to a minion. So when he says Kaddish, he's not part of the minion. So he's saying by definition, Kaddish without a minion. And the one that says Kaddish has to be part of the minion. So the Samsung would say that the woman cannot say Kaddish. He holds it not Bikuris, it's not mitzarf to a minion. Cannot say Kaddish. It's like saying Kaddish, even though there is a minion in the room, it's like saying Kaddish without the benefit of a minion. So Misha couldn't be the Mizamek for Kaddish either. Misha wouldn't be able to say Baruch HaSad Shalom Baruch either. So Mizamek the Chassam Sefer would not agree with Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua says that Mizman HaGemara, every Yehola LaTorah said Baruch HaSad Shalom Baruch, just didn't say the Baruch beforehand. But Baruch they all said. So according to the Bnei Yeshua, how can a woman get an Aliyah? She can't say Baruch. Apparently he thinks that she can't say Baruch. But that seems to be a machlokes between the Chassam Sofer and the Bnei Yeshua and other achronim. The Bina Shliach Tzibi have to be part of the minyan. What about just the Bina Mezamin for Adov Shebikdush? Okay, we better stop here.
A lot of shul, especially at shul, a lot of like men.